ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 31st चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 14। कैन एवरीबॉडी सी द राइटिंग ऑन द बोर्ड? ओके। यथा तरोर मूल निषेचनेन तृप्पन्ति तत् स्कंध भुज उपशाखः प्राणापहारात् च जठेन्द्रियाणां तथैव सर्वार्हणम् अच्युतेज्य। यथा तरोर्मूल निषेचनेन तृप्पन्ति तत्स्कन्ध भुजोपशाखा प्राणोपहाराच्च जठेन्द्रियाणां तथैव सर्वार्हणमच्युतेज्य। यथा तरुर्मूल निषेचनेन तृप्पन्ति तत्स्कन्ध भुजोपशाखा प्राणोपहाराच्च जठेन्द्रियाणां तथैव सर्वार्हणमच्युतेज्य। यथा तरुर्मूल निषेचनेन तृप्पन्ति तत्स्कन्ध भुजोपशाखा प्राणोपहाराच्च जठेन्द्रियाणां तथैव सर्वार्हणमच्युतेज्य। यथा तरोर्मूल निषेचनेन त्रिपन्ति तत्स्कन्ध भुजोपशाखा प्राणोपहाराच्च जठेन्द्रियाणां तथैव सर्वार्हणमच्युतेज्य। Pripanti tatskandha bhujo pashaka Puharatya jathindriyana Varnamachyuteja. Mataji, Yathatarur mula nishechanena Trippanti tatsarva bhujo pashaka Pranopaharacha jathindriyana Tathaiva sarvarhanam achyuteja. Yatha, as taroho of a tree, mula, the root, nishechanena, by watering, trippanti, are satisfied. Tat, its, skandha, trunk, bhuja, branches, upashakaha, and twigs, prana, the life air, upaharat, by feeding, cha, and yatha, as indriyanam, of the senses, tathai eva, similarly, sarva, of all demigods, arhanam, worship, achyuta, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ijja, worship. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada: as pouring water on the root of a tree energizes the trunk, branches, twigs, and everything else, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body, simply worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service automatically satisfies the demigods who are parts of that Supreme Personality. Please repeat after me. As pouring water on the root of a tree energizes the trunk, branches, twigs, and everything else, and as supplying food to the stomach, enlivens the senses and the limbs of the body, simply worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service automatically satisfies the demigods who are parts of the Supreme Personality. Purport by Srila Prabhupada: sometimes people ask why this Krishna consciousness movement simply advocates worship Krishna to the exclusion of the demigods. The answer is given in this verse. The example of pouring water on the root of a tree is very appropriate. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, urdha mulam atha shakham. This cosmic manifestation has expanded downward and the root is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord confirms in Bhagavad Gita, aham sarvasya prabhava, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Krishna is the root of everything. Therefore, rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Krishna Seva, means automatically serving all the demigods. Sometimes it is argued that karma and jnana require a mixture of bhakti in order to be successfully executed. And sometimes it is argued that bhakti also requires karma and jnana for its successful termination. The fact is, however, that although karma and jnana cannot be successful without bhakti, bhakti does not require the help of karma and jnana. Actually, as described by Srila Rupa Goswami, anna bhilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam. Pure devotional service should not be contaminated by the touch of karma and jnana. Modern society is involved in various types of philanthropic works, humanitarian works, and so on. But people do not know that these activities will never be successful unless Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is brought into the center. One may ask, what harm there is in worshipping Krishna and different parts of his body, the demigods? And the answer is also given in this verse. The point is that by supplying food to the stomach, the indriyas, the senses, are automatically satisfied. If one tries to feed his eyes or ears independently, the result is only havoc. Simply by supplying food to the stomach, we satisfy all the senses. It is neither necessary nor feasible to render separate service to the individual senses. The conclusion is that by serving Krishna, Krishna Seva, everything is complete. As confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hai. If one is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is automatically accomplished. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishthang Sthapitang Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Bandehang Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana Raghunathan Nitang Twang Sajivam Sadvaitang Sabodhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Nitangscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranam Mami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshutarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yatha tarur mula nishechanena trippanti tatskandha bhujo poshakha Pranopoharaccha jathendriyanam tathaiva sarvar hanamachyuteja. As pouring water on the root of a tree energizes the trunk, branches, twigs and everything else, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body. Simply worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service automatically satisfies the demigods who are parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Narad Muni is instructing the Prachetas, the 10 sons of King Prachinabarhi. These 10 sons were very, very exemplary personalities. They went out to perform austerities before entering into household life. And on the way, they met Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva gave them the Rudra Gita, a very special prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that the prayers that Lord Shiva has composed. And he instructed them to meditate upon this mantra, chanting the mantra. They should meditate upon that mantra. And these personalities, the Prachetas, the 10 brothers, they chanted this mantra under the ocean in order to be not disturbed in their meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They selected a very special place underwater, under the ocean. And there for 10,000 years they performed. They meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chanting on this mantra. And as a result of that, they got the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu personally came and instructed them. And then they entered into household life, ruled over the kingdom for a long, long time. And then they handed over the responsibility to their qualified son, and they accepted Vanaprastha. They accepted the retired life. And there they were performing yogas, Ashtanga yogas. And at that time, Ashtanga yoga actually the process for meditation. There are 8 limbs, but it leads to samadhi. Dhyan, dharan and samadhi. Meditation, fixing the mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and perceiving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Samadhi is the state when one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart. So Narad Muni came to them. Narad Muni is actually very, very generous. Whenever he sees that somebody is sincerely trying to achieve the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when somebody is trying to achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narad Muni comes there. So Narad Muni came to the Prachetas and he is giving them these instructions. Very beautiful instructions. The first instruction was that when one takes to devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then his body, his mind, his words, and his entire existence becomes successful. So so this is the sum and substance of all the instructions. serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and your life will become successful. Your existence will become successful. All that you do will have its ultimate success. Just by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is very beautifully pointing out that, quoting the verse, which is similar to this verse, Jatha Tarur Mula Nishechanena. Mula means root, and Taru means a tree. Just as a tree is nourished, the entire tree becomes nourished when the water is put onto the root. Trippanti, tatskandha bhuja upasakha. It's kandha, it's trunk. We put the water in the root, but the trunk is nourished, branches are nourished, twigs are nourished, leaves are nourished. The entire tree is nourished. Just as putting food in the stomach, the entire body becomes nourished. Similarly, by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone, including all the demigods, becomes satisfied. Because Krishna is the root. Krishna is the root of both material and spiritual world. Sarva karana karanam. He is the cause of all causes. And in this respect, Prabhupada cites two verses from Bhagavad Gita. That how Krishna is the root. Urdha mulam adhasakham ashattham prahurabhayam chandangshi jasaparnani jastang veda sabveda veda. This material nature is a manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's creation, creative energy. It's manifested in this way. But unlike the other trees, the root of this tree is upwards. Generally, the tree has its roots downwards. But this tree's root, I mean, if this material nature is compared to a tree which has its root, the branches downwards, then its roots are upwards. It's a kind of an inverted tree. An inverted tree. And then it has been pointed out, adhoshchordhang prashritastasya saka guna prabriddha vishaya prabala adhascha mulani anushantatani karmanu bandhini manushya loke. It has its roots upwards, and the Vedic hymns are its leaves. Chandangshi jasa parnani. Parnani, parna means leaves. And chandangshi, Vedic hymns, are... this is a very special tree. I mean, it has been compared to a tree. But what is the tree? The Vedic hymns are its leaves. And its root is upward. So who is the root? The root is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is the root of this material nature. So similarly, if we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything will be accomplished. Just as by serving the root, watering the root, everything is accomplished for the tree. So if this material nature is a tree, then serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything will be accomplished. And this is the point that the Vedas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, is pointing out time and time again. And it has been very clearly pointed out that the ultimate purpose of life can be achieved only by serving Krishna, not by serving anyone else, not even the demigods. Not even the demigods. The demigods at the most can give us some material benefits. But that also they do with the approval of Krishna. With the approval of Krishna only they can sanction whatever they're doing. Therefore, Prabhupada very clearly pointed out, if they have to have the approval or permission or sanction of Krishna, then why worship them? Just go straight to Krishna. If you know the chairman of the company, of a corporate establishment, then will you go to the branch manager? You may go to show the respect to the structure. But if you know the chairman, then you can just pick up the phone and just tell him, hey, I want this to be done. And he will inform everybody, okay, do this for him. So approaching Krishna is something like that. The demigods, when the demigods actually see that we are serving Krishna, they become pleased. And with folded hands, they worship the devotees and their good fortune. And this is Krishna also is pointing out time and time again. Like we see, Krishna stopped Indra Puja. Just to indicate, just to tell us, there's no need to worship Indra. And he very logically and very systematically, he made Nanda Maharaj understand that. Nanda Maharaj told Krishna, when Krishna asked him why they were so busy, he said, we are organizing Indra Puja. Why worship Indra? Because Indra gives rain. And we need rain. We are the Vaishya community. We tend cows and we cultivate land. So we need rain, timely rain. And Indra gives the rain. Krishna came out with a question. No one worships Indra in the middle of the ocean. And in the middle of the ocean, there is no need of water. Then why does it rain in the middle of the ocean? So demigods will give. I mean, it is their responsibility to just shower rain. But actually, who is the real controller of everything is not Indra, but Krishna. Indra is subservient to Krishna. Indra is a servant of Krishna. And therefore, just worship Krishna. And he, of course, did not tell the worship me. He said, worship Govardhan. And he gave a reason. Govardhan, you said that we are Vaishya community, our business is to protect cows, 10 cows. So if cows are your main occupation, tending cows, then Govardhan is the cause of prosperity of the cows. Govardhan. Vriddhi means to increase, to prosper. The cow culture will prosper just by worshipping Govardhan. And then he showed them that he himself is Govardhan. So worshipping Govardhan was worshipping him. And there he made another very nice point. He asked Nanda Maharaj, when you offer these foodstuffs to Indra, does Indra eat? After a little consideration, Nanda Maharaj said, no, he doesn't eat. He just becomes satisfied when you offer it to him. And Krishna said, but when you offer something to Govardhan, when you offer these foodstuffs to Govardhan, Govardhan will eat it. And he showed them how Govardhan was eating. And he showed them how he was eating. Because he is non-different from Govardhan. So that's another thing. When you offer something to Krishna, Krishna accepts it. And he gives it back to us. Because if he did not, then we'll cry. Oh Krishna, you ate up everything and you didn't leave anything for me. So that's why Krishna gives it back to us. When our devotion becomes strong enough, then Krishna will eat and won't leave anything for us. And we'll be satisfied just by seeing that Krishna has eaten everything. Because we are not advanced enough, that's why Krishna gives it back. And he gives it back in the form of his prasad. The prasad is only when it's offered to Krishna. When it is offered to Indra, it's not prasad. It's not prasad. And he pointed out that, okay, if you think superior to Indra is Brahma, then Krishna pointed out that even Brahma is subservient to him. Brahma was bewildered. And Krishna showed his opulence to Brahma. Brahma knew about only one Narayan. And here Brahma saw Krishna manifested innumerable Narayans in the form of the cowherd boys and the calves. They all are Narayans because they are all expansions of Krishna. So in this way Brahma could recognize that Krishna is even the source of Narayan. He was to think that there is only one Narayan, his Lord, but he is seeing innumerable Narayans. And this is how time and time again through his pastimes Krishna pointed out his absolute position. In Vrindavan Leela, Krishna did not indicate how Lord Shiva is subservient to him, but in Mathura, in Dwarka Leela, Krishna showed. When Banasura kidnapped Aniruddha, then Krishna went and fought with Vanasura. And Vanasura was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, and he had the benediction from Lord Shiva that he will always protect him. If necessary, he'll fight on his behalf. So Lord Shiva fought with Krishna. And he was completely harassed. His abode was burnt. He himself was harassed. Banasura's arms were cut. 1,000 arms. 996 arms was cut off. And so then Shiva fell at his feet. Oh my Lord, I forgot to recognize you. Due to my Ishwar Bhav, I think I am so great. I am the supreme controller. And as a result of that, I forget who is the supreme controller. I gave the boon to my devotee that I'll protect you. But when that devotee of mine offends at your lotus feet, then no one can save him. Another consideration is the demigods can give material prosperity, material enjoyment. Lord Shiva can give sajujya mukti at the most, impersonal liberation. But real liberation, sajujya mukti is actually a negative liberation. It's not actually real liberation, merging in the Brahma Jyoti. But Krishna only can give liberation. Sarupa, Samipa, Salakya and Shashti, these four kinds of Vaikuntha liberation can be given only by Krishna or Narayan, who is non-different from Krishna. So the ultimate consideration is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and serving him through devotional service is the ultimate goal of life. And what is devotional service? How is Krishna worshipped? The way to worship Krishna is only with love. Krishna simply wants our love, and that is the meaning of devotion. Love of the heart. The inherent love that we have, every living entity has in his heart, is meant only to be offered to Krishna. Then only the life's mission will be successful. When we become bohirmukh, when we turn our face away from Krishna, then only we consider that our love can be offered or should be offered to some other objects. And that is our material existence. We offer our love to different other objects. Society, friendship, relatives. That is where our love is offered. And we try to derive joy, which is the result of love. Joy is the outcome of love. It is through love that joy is experienced. But due to our illusion, we think that offering our love to something or receiving love from somebody through this loving exchange, we can enjoy. That is the problem in this material nature. Due to our conditioning, we are thinking that by loving, by offering our love to someone else, someone other than Krishna, we are going to be joyful. But we can see it never happens. And then we come across a devotee of the Lord. And he tells us the real means of achieving joy. Offer it to Krishna. Just offer your love to Krishna. And you'll see what will happen. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam mritashvadanam. Joy, you are talking about joy in this material nature, for just for a drop of this, not even the drop of joy, the drop of perverted reflection of this joy. You are prepared to sacrifice anything, do anything, just for a drop of this joy. Tatala shaikate bari bindu sama sutamita ramani samaje. Vidyapati, a great devotee of the Lord, is singing that. Our endeavor for material enjoyment, our endeavor for enjoyment in suta mita ramani samaje, in the society of children, sons and daughters, suta, mita, friends, and ramani, association of women. The joy that you are trying to enjoy, through the association of relatives and friends and so forth, is only like tatala shaikate, in a burning desert, scorching desert, getting a drop of water. You're in the middle of the desert, thirsting, thirsty, dying out of thirst. Then if you get a drop of water, what will be the benefit of that? What will it be achieved? What will it be accomplished? So material enjoyment has been compared to that. In the middle of a desert, getting a drop of water. On the other hand, we are Shikshashtakam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Anandam Buddhivardhanam. You develop your devotion, you'll be submerged in an ocean of joy. Ambudhi. Ambudhi, the word ambudhi means an ocean. And ananda is what we are always hankering for. Ananda is not happiness. Ananda is not happiness. Ananda is something beyond that. Happiness is cessation of suffering condition. We are constantly suffering. When the suffering is minimized, when the suffering is reduced, then we call it happiness. In this material nature, we are in a constant suffering condition. And when the suffering is reduced by some way, It's very hot, okay, have the air conditioner. The heat is reduced to some extent. The heat has been reduced, but I have a stomachache. Or I get a news that my money has been stolen by a robber. Or I get a news that some dear member of the family died. So this is the state of material existence. So in the material nature, what we are actually hankering for is happiness, to remove that suffering condition to some extent. But if suffering condition is darkness, then ananda is light, diametrically opposed to suffering. So Krishna consciousness gives us that ananda. Not only gives us that ananda, it gives us an ocean of ananda, drowns us in an ocean of ananda. And this ananda then, this ocean, keeps on increasing. Anandam buddhi bardhanam pratipadam, at every step. At every step of our devotional activities, this experience of bliss will continue to increase. So, that is the benefit of rendering devotional service to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so beautifully Narad Muni has pointed that out. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave the same lesson in a very, very sublime way. He pointed out that Krishna is the only worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesho Tanay Staddhama Vrindavanam. The Supreme Worshipable Lord is Krishna. And His abode is Vrindavan. The Supreme Worshipable Lord is the Krishna of Vrindavan. Not Krishna of Dwarka. Not Dwarkesh Krishna. Not Mathuresh Krishna. But Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Brajesho Tanay, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And His abode is Vrindavan. Taddhama Vrindavanam. Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Bargena Jakulpita. The way the Brajabodhus, the cowherd damsels, served Him, that is the highest form of worship. So that is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In so many ways, Mahaprabhu made that point very clear to us. And Srila Prabhupada gave us Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, the process, in the most sublime way. And in the most convenient way. There is no need to change anything. There is no need to change our situation. Sthane sthitva shruti gatam. Wherever you are, just be there. Wherever you are. Just following the scriptures, Vedic scriptures. Tanubang manobhi. With your tanu, body, bang, speech, and with your mind. With your body, you serve Krishna. With your speech, sing the glories of Krishna. And in your mind, you just meditate upon Krishna. Think about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's wonderful activities. Then His mercy will be automatically received. He will shower His abundant mercy upon you. And all you have to do is just follow the process that Srila Prabhupada gave. There is no need to introduce anything new. There is no need to go anywhere else thinking that Prabhupada did not give us everything. Prabhupada gave us everything, and Prabhupada gave us the perfect arrangement in the form of ISKCON. Now, where will we get an institution like ISKCON? Just stay in ISKCON and your spiritual life will automatically progress. It's just like getting into a vehicle to reach our destination. When you fly to a long distance, when you came to India, flying from America or Europe or Australia, what did you do? Just bought the ticket, got into the plane, and you landed in India. Similarly, ISKCON is something like that. ISKCON is the transcendental spaceship. Just somehow buy the ticket and get into it. And just sit there. Did you have to do anything to come to India when you boarded the plane? All you did, you were sitting there. And of course, there were so many different arrangements for your comfort. And eventually you landed in India. Similarly, just stay in ISKCON. And you will go back to Godhead. There is no doubt about it. It's guaranteed. In that respect, you can consult a painting in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto. There is a ship. In an ocean, the ocean is filled with all kinds of dangerous aquatics. In that ocean, there are sharks, piranhas, whales, timingilas. But there's a boat. There's a ship. And on the flag of the ship, it says ISKCON. And on the sail is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You stay in ISKCON, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's all you have to do. And who is steering that ship? Who is the captain of the ship? Srila Prabhupada. So when you have a ship like this, in a dangerous ocean of this material nature, do you have to worry about anything? All you have to do is just chant and dance and have prasad, associate with the devotees, and eventually you'll end up there. Not only in the spiritual sky, but the topmost region of the spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Maharaj. Yeah, the question is, Maharaj, Amya Vilas Maharaj is asking whether I can elaborate the verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati. Brahma Bhuta means transcendental platform. When one becomes situated in the transcendental platform, then Na Sochati, he doesn't have any anxiety. He becomes free from anxiety. Na Kangshati, he doesn't have any craving. He doesn't lament for anything, and he does not crave for anything. Na Sochati, Na Kangshati. At that point, Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu. He sees everyone with an equal vision. All the living entities with equal vision. And at that stage, Mad Bhaktiṃ Labhate Param. At that stage, he receives my transcendental devotional service. Is that all right, Maharaj? That's the elaboration. Let's ask the questions. Yeah. Take the mic. Huh?
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for increasing our faith in ISKCON and making us sure.
Thank you.
My question is like from last few classes, like Prachetas already saw Supreme Personality of Godhead and they met even Lord Shiva. But again they are getting the instruction from Naraji. Mm. So why it's like so much?
Okay, very good. Very good question. Everyone heard the question. The Prachetas already saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then why did they have to go back into meditating upon the Lord and qualifying themselves? So, in that context, somewhere Prabhupada said that household life creates entanglement. Although in brahmachari life one learns how to become situated on the spiritual platform, but household life is very involving and causes entanglements, attachments. Therefore, this order, Vanaprastha, is there to disentangle oneself. So, Prachetas took Vanaprastha to disentangle themselves from that attachment. And then Narad Muni came and bestowed his mercy upon them.
So, it means like somebody is on that stage, even he can have a darshan of Krishna, Supreme Personality, still he can get entanglement. And
you're also having darshan of Krishna every day. So, darshan of Krishna, of course, receiving the mercy of Krishna is very, very important. But the point is, you know, another thing is that these exalted personalities, they often act in such a way that others can learn a lesson. Prachetas could have gone back to Godhead. They're pure devotees. Just like Prabhupada could have gone back to God at any time. When he was in Vrindavan, he was already there. But the personalities like that come out, act in certain way, so that others can learn the process of devotional service. So we have to, through this example, we have to learn the lesson. Ultimately, we have to prepare ourselves for our spiritual destination. And it's not going to happen automatically. We have to make an endeavor. So never stay in household life forever. At some point, just disentangle yourself, making proper arrangements for your wife and other subordinates, especially when the children grow up. That's what the Prachetas did. The son became qualified, they put their wife in his custody, in his care. And then they left. So in a responsible way, one must retire from family life and completely commit himself to Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. We are eternally indebted for your lecture. Since you are so much associated with the Varnashrama system, and I even know that in our temple in Hyderabad, they've read that on your Prabhupada's offering, you said that this is one of the unaccomplished tasks of Prabhupada, of bringing about Varnashram system as envisioned by Prabhupada. See, I'm 38. Do you think in my lifetime we will see Varnashram system as envisioned by Prabhupada? Excuse me.
It doesn't matter when it will happen. But you commit yourself to the process. Right? Like, you see, ultimately what we have to establish is the Vedic culture. And the foundation, the basis of Vedic culture is Varnashram. Vedic culture is based on Varnashram. That's why Varnashram is so important. Now, we may not change the whole society. In the age of Kali, the whole society has been completely devastated. The Vedic culture is completely lost. And how is Kali spreading his influence? Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. Adharma. Whereas the four pillars of dharma are austerity, mercy, truthfulness and cleanliness. So Kali has destroyed that. Kali actually has destroyed the entire Vedic culture, which is actually the based on principle of dharma, or is to establish dharma in this world. So now in our own little way, whatever we can do, we must contribute towards defeating Kali. Like, we may not make the entire world take to Krishna consciousness, but we can take to Krishna consciousness individually. Those who are close to us, we can inspire them to take to Krishna consciousness. We may not stop meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling all over the world, but we can at least abstain from those activities. So this is how drops of water will eventually fill up the ocean.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Yes, at the back there is...
Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful class. Maharaj, as you told that very simple process, just write on the ship of ISKCON, chant, dance, eat prasad and go back to Godhead. But there is a little contradiction. As we are seeing in this world today, there are so many problems. For example, cows are getting slaughtered like never before in the past. And we are claiming to be devotees of Lord Krishna. It is very easy for us to chant, dance and make our life successful. But will it not be our neglect of duty if we just do this much? Like Prabhupada was staying in Vrindavan and he could have... His life was already successful. He was going back to Godhead, but he was not satisfied with that only.
Okay, I got your point. The thing is, just follow what Srila Prabhupada gave us. You know, cows were being slaughtered when Prabhupada was here spreading Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada didn't launch a mission to stop cow slaughter. Why? Because that mission, I mean, would be so difficult that her whole purpose will be lost. Like, you see, the governments are behind cow slaughtering. All the big people are behind cow slaughtering. I mean, these industries are set up by... So to get up against them is going to be disastrous. The entire time will be wasted in that, fighting against them. Therefore, what Prabhupada is doing, Prabhupada is gathering the strength. Prabhupada is, when the enemy is too strong, then what do you do? Do you just go and fight with him? Or you gather your strength, you raise your army. When you have raised your army that is stronger than your enemies, then launch attack. And that's what is going to happen. Just a moment. I'll just give you an example. In India, there was a prime minister, Morarji Desai. Morarji Desai wanted to pass a law to ban cow slaughter in India. And within 7 days, Morarji Desai was removed from his prime ministership. So you can well imagine how strong that Kali's agents are. Therefore, if you're going to fight with Kali, just gather your strength. And in ISKCON, the strength is increasing. The strength that ISKCON had 25 years ago, ISKCON is much stronger today. What to speak of what we cannot even imagine what's going to happen to ISKCON in another 25 years. And then probably the government will be Krishna conscious government. And then that government can pass a law, no cow slaughter. Yes. give the mic to her.
Hare Krishna. I have a very, very difficult question. I don't know whether I will get my answer. But I've been trying to lead a spiritual life for the last 2 years. But I feel very, very weak to go ahead with this spiritual life. Because when I have to go to the materialistic world, there are certain obstacles which don't allow me to lead a spiritual life. So I have no clue what to do.
That problem you have to solve yourself. But the thing is, you know, just consider the way Srila Prabhupada gave the spiritual life. In Prabhupada's own words, what's the difficulty? Is there any difficulty in chanting Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Yeah, why?
Because I have to make an effort to do that all the time.
You have your tongue.
Yeah.
Now put your will behind it and start chanting.
Hare Krishna, all right? Hare Ram.
Huh? And follow the four regulative principles. Is it good to follow these principles?
Yes.
Then adopt these principles. So, you see, ultimately it is up to you. You have to practice it yourself. And yes, if there are difficulties, become strong to overcome those difficulties. And when you overcome those difficulties, then you will see that your devotion, your conviction for your devotion has become stronger. So you just consider that you found the perfect process. So just take full advantage of it.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah, it's on. It was on, you switched it off.
Narada Muni, in relation to Shishupal, he said that one cannot attain such intense absorption in Krishna by devotional service than one can by enmity towards him. So can you explain that statement?
Well, in two ways you can think of a person. One is in a favorable way and the other is unfavorable way. One is out of love and the other is out of animosity. Now, to think about somebody, even though it's constant thinking, but is it desirable to think about someone so great as Krishna as your enemy? So that is the unfortunate state of Shishupal's situation. But at the same time, because he was thinking about Krishna, he got liberated. Because he was always absorbed in Krishna, he delivered. He was killed by Krishna and his soul merged in the body of Krishna. Well, you can try to become an enemy and think of Krishna. But you know, that's not desirable. That's not what we want. Rather, even though it is difficult, but we should try to think of Krishna in a favorable way. Krishna wants our love, and if we can offer it to him, he'll be so happy. And we can't even imagine what will be the reward for that. I think I'll stop now. It's already 9:10. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.